You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Perfect morning here in Salem, Connecticut. We love it in the summer when we could set up shop. Joey's got the tent outside at Wickard Southern Coffee on Norwich Road right here in Salem, one of several local businesses. And, you know, we've done this a lot. Joe, do you have the exact number? The exact number? I believe it's 24 or 25. I don't know for sure. In terms of towns we've cut through. Hey, Joey's calculating. Carry the one. Don't forget
this
that.
This is like 28, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
But one common theme with small towns in Connecticut is this balance between growth and charm. How does the town grow and how does it develop, but also how does it maintain the character that makes it so uniquely itself, and Salem probably no different, although I don't know that. The Economic Development Committee, Melissa Beers and Mike Smith joining us. Are you the committee, or you just run the committee?
No, we have a few other members.
Okay. Yes.
You're the top of the heap, though. First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for having us.
Is this too early a rise for you, or are you okay?
Not at all.
Okay. So listen, is that right though? I mean, you know, you're with the economic development, so development is in the title. Is it a challenge to get development, or is it a challenge to balance it?
I think it's a combination of both, to be honest with you. You know, we've got a lot of residents that want to keep it very rural, and then we've got some younger families that are coming in that are looking for some more amenities, and just identifying where the good locations would be to bring businesses in, to maintain the balance and to continue to have the charm and yet provide more activities and things to do for
but you know what's interesting, but then the other side of it, honestly, we're pretty rural. I mean, are there businesses that even want to be here? I mean, there's space, which you have. I don't know how restrictive it is, but like, are there people coming to you, or you also have to recruit?
We're pretty much having to recruit. Salem's a very small town. However, it is centrally located, so we feel that there is the
central to what?
Central into the different highways, different towns, different bigger cities. It's a pass through for a lot of people. But we, at the same time, you know, we want to keep our tax base low, but we also don't want big box stores in here. The community doesn't want that.
So how's it going?
It's going well. It's going well. You know, little by little, we have businesses that are popping up. Like Wickard Southern Coffee has been here for about 2 years now. She started in a horse trailer.
Yeah.
And now she's got a brick and mortar. You know, little by little, things are coming together. It takes research and getting out, talking to people. It's, you know, it's a challenge, but it's fun.
Well, let me ask. We're talking with Melissa Beers and Mike Smith from the Economic Development Committee, and we're going to talk about the Christmas in July, which is a big deal for you guys, I know. But in terms of, like, how do you guys arrive at doing this? I mean, why did you get involved in wanting to be, you know, helping this part of the culture here in Salem?
Well, I think we're both entrepreneurs ourselves. We run our own business.
What's your bit? We got to give a little shout out.
It's clean grout, and we maintain and restore tile and grout and installations.
Nice.
Repair.
From like basic stuff to the fancy pants stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Full spectrum.
You'll do it all. You'll do it all. So you are a business owner, so you just wanted to bring that expertise to the town?
Absolutely. Yeah. Just in regards to marketing, showing the smaller businesses that there is a way to market even though you're small. We have being the small town that we are, we have a small budget. And we've been able to create this event.
Yeah, let's talk about it. What's going? Is it? When is it? Tomorrow?
It is tomorrow from 9 to 2. It's our third annual Christmas in July event, and we're very excited about it. Mother Nature looks to be holding out for us, which is a great thing.
Yes.
We started 3 years ago, and every year we keep getting bigger and bigger. I think we're up to 35 vendors, food trucks. We partner with the Recreation Commission, and they do arts and crafts for the kids. They have lawn games. This year they're going to be doing, they're doing a scavenger hunt. We have vendors from Salem and all the surrounding communities.
Where is it?
It's at the Salem Community Pavilion, which is right down the street from here.
It's on Norwich?
It's right on Norwich Road.
Okay.
There's a big sign. You can't miss it. It's free admission, free parking. We're going to be giving away free popcorn or snow cones or cotton candy.
You're really getting the kids.
Bringing the kids. Absolutely. And while this is an event that typically supports our local artisans and, you know, more of our home-based businesses, we also do a giveaway for our brick-and-mortar businesses, since we realize that they can't necessarily have a presence there. We go around and we collect donations from them, like whether it be a gift basket or a gift certificate or, you know, whatever product, whatever they want to offer us, and we do a free giveaway. So everybody that comes in gets tickets that they get to put into these little drawings, and, you know, and it's a way for them to have exposure even though they can't have a physical presence.
So Christmas in July on Norwich Road here in Salem tomorrow. What are the hours from when to when?
It's from 9 to 2.
And what was the reason to do it? Is it a way to showcase the local businesses, or just to have an event in summer? You got the lake, you got people coming
Absolutely.
Through.
Absolutely. So definitely to showcase the businesses, because we recognize that there are a lot of home-based businesses here in Salem, and they don't necessarily get the exposure that, you know, some of the other businesses would.
That makes sense.
And,
yeah.
So it's a really nice opportunity.
It's a great time for the whole community, too. Everybody comes together.
So people have gotten, they're, you know, like everyone knows about it. So
sure.
In a few short years, it's kind of a town thing now.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you give me an example of a couple of the businesses that you know, for instance, that Melissa's talking about?
Sure. Where do I start? We have Salem Liquors that is going to be there, and we do not provide alcohol. Alcohol is not allowed.
No beer garden.
No beer garden, but they will be there, and they will be present. They're partnering with, I can't remember
Schooners,
the name.
Schooners, I think.
Schooners, which is a non-alcoholic tea and that type of thing. We also have one of our, Getty Granite is going to be providing one of the prizes for the giveaway. They're another local bigger business. They're one of our biggest prizes. I think it's valued at like $500. They give a stone bench away.
Oh, cool.
We have also, Melissa, you got one?
Yeah, well, one of our local artisans, Flores Naturals, she does handmade soaps and whatnot, and she's been with us since the inception. She's done every event that we do, because we do a small business Saturday event, and we've...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Partnered recently with the Congregational Church to get them some vendors at their Apple Fest. But so she's been at every one of our events, and she's really, she does a lot with us.
Well, what I love about Kaylee and what she's doing with Wicked Southern Coffee is she has some local vendors selling stuff right next to the window, from
yeah,
local flowers to keychains, and then also where they don't source their, they source some of their coffee here locally and some of it from out of state as well. But I mean, those are all fresh flowers that were just brought here. I mean, she's still watering them down now. I mean, that kind of stuff is really cool. Anything else you want people to know about Salem? Like, why? What do you love about this town?
Honestly, it's the charm. It's the fact that you know, everywhere you go, you know somebody, and you know, you can't get through a store without having a conversation with someone. How are the kids? How are they doing with baseball? Are they still doing cheer? It's you know, it's nice that it's a very family oriented town.
Awesome.
Also, too, I just want to add in that, you know, to put this event together, it takes every one of the all of our commissions. We're going to have both fire departments there. They show up with their apparatus for the kids to, you know, touch the trucks and such.
Of course.
The police are going to show up as they can as they're going back and forth from Gardner Lake.
Dealing with the weekenders.
Yeah, yes. But, you know, the Public Works Department, they pull it together for us to make sure everything's all pristine. You know, it takes
a village, a little.
Yeah. You know, Salem's not bigger than a village, but we get it done.
Yeah, 9 to 2 tomorrow right here on Norwich Road in Salem. Mike and Melissa, thanks for the time. Thanks for coming down early.
Thank you so much for having us.
Your time
it's
is
a pleasure.
7 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.